The music industry has also seen similar transformations. Of course, there have been further developments of electronic instruments that have given musicians and composers a greater variety of sound palettes to work with, but it has also given them better amplification for live performances. It used to be that electronic equipment was massively heavy, but thanks to advances in technology, the size and weight have been dramatically reduced. Recording equipment has gotten more sophisticated, more computerized, and also much more affordable. This has allowed small recording studios to crop up and has done things like given fans of local groups access to affordable CDs, as well as the rise of many independent music artists. Software applications have made composing and arranging music so much easier. With handwritten manuscripts, if you needed to edit something, just even a little something, that could mean tediously recopying by hand all the parts in order to make that revision. So if you've got a quartet, you've got to do it for four parts. If you've got a group of 10 flutes, that's 10 parts, and a whole symphony orchestra, well, that could mean days of work. Now it can all be done electronically and printed out on your home computer and printer. MP3s, which we're all familiar with, have transformed the way we listen to music. And again, the issue of paying artists for their work has been highly publicized with the ease of computer sharing of music.